Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we are continuing with Yoredea. Now we're in Samech Hey Seif Tet. We're continuing about sections of Dam, Ginanashe, Vahule. So Tet. Gufo Shalgid Eino Ela Ke'etz She'en Bo Ta'am. So the halacha is, it's famous machlokas in the Gemara, if Yesh Begidim Benotein Ta'am or not, do the gidim give off a flavor? And so the halacha, clearly the halacha, we all agree, it's like eitz ba'alma, it's like a piece of wood that does not give out any ta'am. Okay. V'afal pichein aserto Torah. The Torah writes, though, that it's aser to eat the gidanasha, even though there's an iser achila, even though there's no ta'am or hana'a. That's a special chiddush by gidanasha. It's interesting to point out, when we say the gidim have no tam, so what are we talking about? We're talking about nerves, tendons, and ligaments. There's no blood in there, and there's no iser of dam. There's just an iser of gidanasha for that sciatic nerve. In contrast, though, blood vessels themselves can have an iser of dam, and Shuman, also, lehalacha, we say it has a din that there is dam inside. There's blood vessels that go through it, and that's how it pulls in and out the muscle, the fats. So, anyways, yet when it comes to, we're going to see this shortly, a little later on, when it comes to ta'arovis, for fat, it's important that we take out the blood, and also skin. Skin also has a din that there's dam inside. But not the nerves, tendons, and ligaments. I'll just point out that there is a das yachid of the Prima Gadin who says there is dam in nerves, but it seems to be not the pshat. No other posek mentions it, and Rav Davidovich and Rav Ben David, Amitai Ben David, also find it to be very strange. So let's leave it at that as a das yachid. However, lefichach ino oser taruvoto. So if you're going to cook the giranasha in a pot with the muscle, so then the giranasha itself doesn't affect, you just pull out the giranasha and you eat the rest of the basar, and there's no iser of ta'am. It's kind of obvious, the Aruch HaShulchan just points out, though, that scenario of cooking the giranasha with meat is after you've been malicha anyway, because then you do have the dam of the basar from the flesh itself. Okay, now let's continue to the din derabanan. V'haknuknot v'hashuman yesh behem ta'am. But the halacha is that these actually, so that's referring to the giranasha. When it comes to the smaller branches that are edible of the terminal branches of the nerves, and the shuman around them, yesh bahem ta'am, there is a din of ta'am, lefichach osrim ta'aruvasan v'pleitasan. So on that there is. So only there's an iser derabanan of eating them. It's not chalev, right? There's only one main sciatic nerve that's aser deraisa, that's the pinimi. Then there's a machloket, which one is the chitzon. We'll probably see that tomorrow when we do nikur, but there's going to be two main branches that are the nerves, giranasha hachitzoni, and those are derabanan. Two options, which one it is, and so all those extra stuff. So really, that's considered edible and kosher, and that's not a problem. We're not talking about chalev. Okay, fine. So that's, and so therefore, if you cook with those parts, yeah, it has to be batel b'shishim. Yud, gid hanashe mutar behana, and you're allowed to get complete benefit. I'm not sure how you benefit, but if you can use it for something, you can get benefit from the gid hanashe. A tennis racket, you said? Okay. Yud aleph. Okay, good. Shuleach adam lenochri yerech shgid hanashe betocha ben shleima ben chatucha. Now, if you're sending a piece, Okay, one second. If you send a piece of meat with the thigh, right? This is the hind, with the gidin asher betocha, whether it's shleima or chatucha, so then that's, one second. That's fine. V'im notin alo bifnei Yisrael v'omer lo shehi kshera lo yitinenu lo kishehi chatucha ela imkein nital gida. So the issue is, if you're doing it through a Jew, if once you see that it's readily prepared, either it's a shalem, so then you know the gida nasha was not removed, or if it's all sliced up the way when it's normally prepared, then that's fine because you can assume that it was, everything was removed. The gida nasha and all the parts of the rabbanan were removed with nikor, then it has a chazaka that it was.
Okay. It says that it's shared.
Yeah, he tells you it's kshera. If he tells you it's a kshera, then you can assume chazaka that the nikor was done. If it's all cut up, like if you go to the butcher, you go to the market, the butcher, and you buy ready-made meat, it's all prepared. I mean, so then it's raw, but it's all prepared. So then you know you can assume that the nikor was done.
Or if you see an entire leg.
So then you can, if it's shlema, then you assume it wasn't done. Exactly. You'd bet. Okay. Kol yerech sheyotzei mitachat ad Yisrael mechutechet kederech shemachatchin otah minakrei basar hi becheskat shenital gida. So similar. Here, whenever you go to a butcher and it's all prepared for you, then it has a chazaka that the nikor was done, and you can eat it, no problem. Yud gimel. Mi shenikor v'halach lo. Now, it was done. Someone did nikor, but then he disappeared, he ran out. And we don't know if he's an expert. We don't know if he knows how to do nikor. And we have no one who's an expert to ask. Mutter, the halacha is, you can assume it was done. Because no one's going to do nikor unless they know how to do it. So then you can assume it's 100% was done correctly. And you can eat from it. V'davka shiyodim shehishli nikuro. That's if you know that the nikor was finished. It was all, you know, prepared and all finished. Ilav hachi aser. But if you can't tell, that maybe he's in the middle of the job. He didn't finish. He had to run out for something in the middle. Shema lo hishlim hanikor. So then you can't. It's aser because maybe he didn't finish. It has to be that you're looking at it in a way that it looks like he's finished. He left it and it's all ready to go. Ve'im efshar leharot lebaki ein lismoch ala manaker. And if you can show it to someone and ask, then don't just rely. Let someone take a look at it. Who knows that you can rely on? Im lo yadinan oto baki benikor umuchzak bekashrus ve'afagav derov ha'metzuyin etzel nikor mumchim hei mikol makom tov lehachmir. Okay, similar to what we learned before in Siman Aleph, gabei rov metzuyin etzel shchita. So even though that's the mikor din, the Rama says really you shouldn't just rely on just anybody. You should make sure he has Kabbalah, you should ask about him, make sure that he has either Kabbalah or you ask about him, that someone says, yes, I can vouch for him, I know he's a Yarei Shemayim, I know that he knows how to do Nikor, and you can eat it, which is the process of finding someone who could do Nikor. So I had to go around, call one person or a friend or another friend, until I found a Shochet who could said, I don't know, but I know a guy does Nikor, but I don't know the guy. And anyways, eventually we found a couple people who can vouch, Rabbanim or Shochtim, that can vouch for the guy. And he's also going to show me his Kabbalah, Wiener, tomorrow. We'll talk about what time afterwards. Probably in the night. Okay, so let's finish. Samech Hei. Hatabachim ne'amanim al gida nasha. Now, generally speaking, a butcher, you can trust him that he removes the gida nasha. Umihu, ein lochim basar mikol tabach sheshochet la'atzmo umocher la'atzmo. But you shouldn't just buy meat from anyone who says, I'm a shochet, and I know how to do shchita, and I'm selling it to you. Basically, it's a random guy who there's no supervision. He's doing the shechita, he's doing the nikor, and he's doing the selling, and all the profits in his pocket. So this is not recommended. Elim kein haya muchzak bekashrus, unless he's a muchzak, that we know that he's a real Yarei Shamayim. And really, the main standard nowadays is you have to have some kind of hashkacha. If you have a store that sells, right, tons of meat, and they're their own hashkacha, and there's no outside supervision. There are a couple of those, I think, more common in Israel than in Chutz Laaretz. But you can have a store that the hashkacha on the whole butcher shop is himself, or the whole market. So that's not much of a hashkacha, and it's obviously not mumlats. Okay, but if you know the shochet who's working there, the butcher who's working there, and he's a Yarei Shamayim, and he opened up the meat that came completely sealed from whichever kashrus you're using. So then you're relying on the butcher. So that it's kosher and from the package that was opened up in front of you. Let's say you're going to get
other than not switch it out for non-kosher meat.
Right. So Edechan Neman Bisurin, he's just working there. Avas, I don't think you need to worry that much. As long as right, you see this, the package comes, if you hold by Machpud, if you hold by OU, you hold by, but Eda Charedis is there. But, you know, if it's a different butcher who comes 2 hours later and it was already open, and the meat's in the case, so then you're relying, you need someone that you can rely on, either Yarei Shamayim butcher himself who's there, or a separate Ashkacha, but not the store, not the store itself. Okay. I think we're going to start. Yeah, let's start with Siman Samech Vav. Okay. You know, I'll just mention, when it comes to doing Nikur, we did see that, we saw in the Ramah already, previously, in the previous Simanim, that there was Nikur. I mean, you see from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, clearly Nikur was done. There's a Masorah on how to do Nikur. And all communities in general, I'm saying countries, I'm not talking about specific cities, but in general, there's always been, it's been accepted to eat the hind as long as Nikor was done by someone who is trained on how to do Nikor, so you know what's the Shuman, what's the Chalev, and what you can eat, what you can't eat, or which are the extra terminal branches of the nerves that must be removed or not be removed. So that's clear. But there were some places that obviously didn't, because they didn't have a shochet to do how to do nikur, and it's so. I guess just in short, coming to nowadays, when can you use nikur or not? So generally speaking, pretty much all Sephardic, generally most Sephardim would rely on anyone who's trained in doing nikur properly. Among Ashkenazi circles, it's a little bit of a mix, but many would, and some won't, because again, generally now, when Nikor is done in Eretz Yisrael, it's done according to the minhagim of both Ashkenazim and Sephardic. So it covers I don't know if all bases, because there's a couple different ways of doing Nikor as far as different Masorahs, but so I can't vouch that they're. That all of them are done according to every single one. I don't know, Tzari Chayun on that one. But in general, it's done to be Yotze, Lakol, or most Shitos. And I guess I would just ask your Rav as far as relying on Lechat Chila or not. But, okay. So we're going to have that when we do the Shechita on the hind. You know, can you rely on it or not? Okay. Let's start with Siman Samech Vav. Let's dvarim asurim mishum dam. Okay, so now we're going to get into dam in general and dam in eggs. So let's see. Aleph, dam behema chayev of. Okay, any blood that comes from a behema, an animal, right? Gas daka, doesn't matter, or a chaya, wild animal. Okay, ve'of, and birds, bein tamei and bein taharim. It doesn't matter if it's a kosher species or a non-kosher species. Asur, they're all dam of the blood. It's all asur. V'chein, dam shalil, also dam that would come from the embryo, and we're going to see even into eggs. All those will be dam, that's asur minatara. Aval dam dagim v'chagavim mutar. But the blood that comes from fish or the kosher or kosher grasshoppers, kosher fish too, of course. So then that dam will be mutter. Actually, it could be even non-kosher. It might be non-kosher, but I don't think it'd be an iser of dam. Dam. If you have dam nefesh, it's karis. We'll see that. But but I'm saying
the blood of a shark.
It's right. I don't know if it'd be an iser of dam. Correct. Okay. I'm not positive, but it sounds like not.
How could it be asur?
How could dam of chagavim be asur? I think it's a machloket in the Mishnah, if I remember correctly. But we hold it's the dam of chagavim is mutter. There is some blood, and if the Torah says, it's based on drashos on what's included in dam lo tochelu. But the havamina is, or the other opinion, just like any dam of any of the animals is asur, so would the chagavim be? Okay, well, we hold it's mutter. Bet. Now let's get to dam beitzim. So what about the, right, you have chickens, they lay eggs. Now, I just want to point out, we're going to see this again, we're going to start off by discussing eggs, normal eggs that come from a fertilized chicken. There was a hen, a rooster, a hen, and then there's a chicken, and you get eggs, and they're fertilized. So that's what we're going to be talking about, mainly from Bet until Seif Vav. When we get to Seif Zayin, we're going to discuss what happens to unfertilized eggs. Now, the eggs that we buy in the store are always unfertilized. So we're going to first learn the halacha of fertilized eggs. Probably tomorrow we'll finish with. So everything we're learning now for the next few simanim is probably not going to be relevant in your kitchen. But let's learn first what would be for fertilized eggs. Dam beitzim, im yadu eshu merukam ha'ef roach. If you know that the blood spot that you find inside the egg, mirukam afroach perushit chila litavot bot surat ha'efroach. So this is the point where the chick is going to start developing. Right, you have an egg. There's the yellow, the white, right, the yolk, and then you're going to have, and then there's a point where it develops from it. So if the dam comes from that area or that point. Chayavim alav. It's a dam de araisa, not karet. We don't hold on this. There's karet. There it would only be a lav, and you would get malchus if you had a kazayit. In other words, you gather a whole bunch of drops from a whole bunch of different eggs. That's the only way to reach a kazayit. Aval im eni yadoeshu merukam afroach ein chayavim alav aval chachamim asru. But if it's not from the point where the embryo begins to grow, then it's only an iser of dam derabanan. I believe it's maris ayin, but maybe they made a gzera on it. Not positive. Okay, so that's...
Rove eggs
nowadays are not fertilized.
In those days?
Yeah, we're assuming they were fertilized.
So you don't say, though, that rove are fertilized.
No. That's talking about the placement of where you find the drop of blood. That's what's talking over here. In other words, we're assuming 100% all eggs are fertilized. That's what we're working with. There's an assumption, and based on that chazaka, every egg is fertilized lahalacha. And now, when you find the blood, it depends where you find the blood. And when you keep reading, we're gonna read with Gimel, and then you'll see. Nimtza aleha koradam. You open up your egg and you find a drop of blood inside, right? You crack open your raw egg and you find a drop of blood. What's the halacha? Zorek et hadam ve'ochel et hashar. The halacha is clear. You can eat the whole egg. All you have to do is take out the drop of blood. But we're in the middle of the sentence. You have to keep reading. So you take out the blood, the one drop, and the rest of it, 100% kosher. Ve'hu shenimtza bechelbon. That's only if you find it in the white. Right? It helps to remember chalav is milk, white. Okay. Aval im nimtza bechelmon, kol habeitza asura. But if you find the drop on touching on the or in the yolk, the yellow part, so then the entire beitza is asur. It's all an extension of it. That's real dam. That's asur, and it's the whole egg has an extension of the isur, and the whole egg is 100% asura.
And
so if because the if you find it on the yellow, that has the din of where the chick comes from. The chick comes out from a point, and I'm not sure exactly the best way to explain it, but that's the halacha. Okay, haga v'yesh omrim im nimtza al kesher hachelbon. Not only that, if you find it on the kesher hachelbon, this is on the white part. There's a couple points on each end where you see a little bit more of white. It's a little bit of a mass of white. Okay, I'm not sure the right name for it. V'gam yibachutz dehainu shnitpashet min hakesher. The kol habeitza asura. So as long as it's the blood starts from there and it continues beyond into the white, so the whole thing is going to be asur. Ve'yesh machmirin od the kol shenimtza ala kesher ala chelbon afilu lo nitpashet klal asur. And some say no, even if the blood doesn't extend beyond, it just stays on that one little kesher, that little gush, the little mass of white, then the whole egg becomes asur. U'mizeh, so there's a couple ways to explain the Rama, but either because of the whole, because of this issue, and we're not sure where it's coming from, how far it reaches. The minag in Europe has become la'asor kol habeitza sheish badam. Once you see blood anywhere, even in the white, anywhere in the yellow, the halacha is you throw away the whole egg. They don't cost that much. Ramachmer, you throw out the whole thing. Doesn't matter if it's chelmon or in the chelmon, the white or the yellow, the whole thing. And in the place where there is mutter to throw away the dam, there is, right? There are some places where the minhag is, they allow you just to remove the drop of blood if you found it in the white, and then you can eat the rest. Again, it's not so easy sometimes because the whole thing is like attached a little bit. Just physically, sometimes it's hard to remove. But if you're able to do it, and so he writes, if you're doing this, you also have to remove the klipa when you remove it, which happens anyway. Now, unless you cook it, then it's, and if you still see it, then you remove just a thin klipa with it. And right, I wanted to add, yeah, many of the poskim, I think the Shach, I think the Taz also. He points out the Rama is also machmer because we just learned that if the drop of blood is in the yellow, in the yolk, then the whole egg is asur. If it's running around loose in the white, the whole thing is mutter, unless it's on the kesher. But there is an opinion in the Rishonim, Das Yachid, pretty much, that flips it, has a different girsa of the Gemara. And he says if there's a drop of blood in the white, then the whole egg is asur, but if it would be only on the yellow, it would be 100% mutter. So that we don't hold like that, but there is such an opinion. And so the Shach tends that that's the reason why the Rama is machmer, to throw out the whole egg no matter where you find it. And they point out, if you see this drop of blood, you know, loose, completely detached, I mean, we basically just said it. The Shach says it early on. If you see even like a pool of blood, but as long as it's all in the white and it's detached from the yellow, then mikar din, all you have to do is remove the red, the blood, because of maris ayin, and you can eat the entire later. Now, this halacha is again with fertilized eggs. Tomorrow we'll get to unfertilized eggs.